Let's face it, SCOTUS is a political machine of the left. And the left's got their best on the bench. Four Jews and a modernist Catholic. No matter how they slice it with legal sleaze, Ginsburg, Kagan, Breyer, Sotomayor, and Kennedy, in making same-sex marriage a constitutional right, have created a new law out of thin air. Legislating for the bench is an impeachable offense. Yet Ginsburg flaunts it like an old floozy.
Are you concerned that if this court this year were to say that there is a constitutional right for same-sex couples to marry, that there are parts of the country that would not be able to accept or would not accept that decision?
I think it's doubtful that it wouldn't be accepted. The change in people's attitudes on that issue has been enormous. When I was young, people who were gay did not say who they were. But in recent years, people have said, this is the way I am. And others looked around and we discovered it's our next door neighbor. We're very fond of them. More and more people came out and said, this is who I am. And the rest of us recognized that they are one of us.
It's the Sanhedrin at work. Ginsburg and gang deciding what's best for the rest. But no matter how many say, this is who I am, sodomy violates God's law of marriage. Marriage equality doesn't get it either. Marriage is ultimately about having children, and same-sexers aren't equal to that task. They require a sperm bank or a friendly fag. What kind of marriage equality is that? But Ginsburg and gang voted against God and created a new law out of thin air. For the Constitution says nothing about marriage. And since it says nothing, the court has no jurisdiction to rule on it. Their bogus law is null and void. Only the people, through their elected representatives, can legally rule on what civil law is, not the Jewish oligarchy at the Supreme Court. Even with twisting same-sex marriage out of the 14th Amendment, which only deals with citizenship for former slaves, Section 5 of the amendment forbids any entity but Congress to enact legislation on it. I now call on Congress to use its constitutional power to impeach these usurping judges. We've got a bad system at SCOTUS, but we're not stuck with it. Let Obama insult the White House with as many colors as he wants, but Ginsburg, Kagan, Breyer, Sotomayor, and senile Kennedy must be swept off the bench for imposing their will on the rest of us.